Alec, welcome back to Impact One Radio.
Thank you very much, Brigitte. It's good to be back.
Good to be back with you. As last week we spoke about self-care from a nutrition point of view, we were quite involved in that discussion. But before we go into the exercise part of it, I think it's important just to quickly touch on something that a listener sent through a WhatsApp saying, how can Alec talk about buying olive oil when the price of everything is just going up? And I kind of replied to the listener, and you can agree or disagree with me. Maybe we can quickly debate on that before we go into today's discussion. But if you are buying quality food, you are investing in your health, and you are investing more in your quality of health in your later years and less in medical aid in your later years. Would you agree with me? Yeah. Or is that just something we can debate on
another stage? Definitely do agree. And I think there's a couple of things that we've been touching on over a longer period of time that all sort of tie into this. And the one is that we, in general, eat way too much. So our portion sizes are too big. We eat too frequently, and then we eat the wrong food. So what you're talking about with olive oil is around the quality of what you're eating. So if you realize that you are probably eating way too much, way too often, and the wrong quality food, then you're starting to realize it and appreciate the impact that it's having on your body. And food, yes, it's nice to enjoy a tasty, nice meal. I'm not knocking that at all. But what I am saying is that your food, the primary reason for eating is to convert it into energy that your body can use. It's the nutritious value of what you're eating that is important. So eating empty calories and energy dense foods, like, for argument's sake, where you're combining vegetable oils and carbohydrates and sugars, like donuts and all these pastries and things like that, they are extremely energy dense, and they've got almost no nutritional value, and they don't do you any favors at all. Olive oil is really good for you, and the jury's out, but on vegetable oils, there's more and more evidence that the processing of vegetable oils and vegetable oils in general are not doing us any favors. Just to go back to nutrition, cut the highly processed, carb-rich, sugar-rich foods as far as possible out your diet. Eat smaller portion sizes and eat less frequently. Look into an experiment with intermittent fasting. And then if you are eating less food less often, you've got a bigger budget to buy better quality food.
Exactly. And the quantity of that is less. But I just want to use that also as a segue going into what we're discussing today. With having nutritional food, you have more energy, and then you can actually go and do the exercises where you can do self-care. And that is what we need to be doing. We need to be exercising regularly. The nice thing that you said last week is when you start out training, you're not training for performance as of yet. You're training to increase your mobility. You're training to decrease your weight, whatever it may be. So you're not going to start day one to go and win a 10K race the next day.
Yeah.
The nice thing is that in this self-care process, be it from a cardio point of view or from an endurance point of view, which you are going to be speaking more on today, the thing is it's about getting into that habit. It's about getting into that routine. It's about getting stronger.
Yes.
It's about getting faster and fitter over a gradual period of time. It's not about running today so that on Saturday you can go and win the park run, for example.
Yeah, I think people in general are looking that we're very predisposed to trying to be as comfortable as possible. And so whether we're using the escalators or a lift in preference to using the stairs, or whether we prefer to be snuggled in winter under a blanket watching TV instead of going for a walk outside in the cold, we want to be comfortable. And your gains are to be had on the other side of discomfort. So growth, whether that's spiritual and mental growth or physical growth and improvement, you need to get used to and enjoy being experiencing a level of discomfort. So, you know, if you're looking at strength training, you only gain through repetitive exercise and getting progressively heavier and harder. But what people miss out on, and this was where we started out last week, is reframing exercise, physical fitness, from being sort of something that eats into your leisure time to being something that is essential for self-care. And that the emphasis there is on being physically active and finding activities that you really enjoy doing. And there are so many sports and activities that have got social interaction and you can enjoy with other people and that you can become more physically active. So if we looked at exercise, what we were saying is that you're supposed to start out with training and exercise and physical activity to improve your health, then your mobility, then add strength into it, and only after that do you end up trying to performance. And when you're getting to performance, that's only really when you're starting to train. So there you've got a structured approach, you've got a planned approach, and it involves repetitive exercise so that you can improve. So people want to jump in with exercise as to improve performance. They should actually be starting out to just improve their health, go for a walk, get outdoors, get more physically active, and enjoy it. And over time, you'll get to the point where you want to improve your performance.
Alec, there's a key phrase that you used in this discussion now, and that is social interaction. You do not have to do exercise on your own. Some people love it. Some people find it as it's just their time just to think, their time just to get away from the busyness. But it's also so important also from a social interaction point of view. The other challenge comes in. Okay, so we'll talk about social interaction, but what if you're starting out and you just feel like everybody else is just fitter than you? They're faster than you. They're stronger than you. Let's give some encouragement to the people that just feel like everybody is just going to be running up and down just to keep up, just to come and be part of your exercise regime. You're going to be way at the back. So my first question is the importance of social interaction. And the second question is also getting into a group where people are at the same level of you, maybe a little bit more stronger than you, just to keep you, push you a little bit out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
But I think that's also important that people see exercise as fun and getting social, especially since 2020.
Most definitely. And we do a lot of functional training. We have a functional training outdoor gym facility, and we've invented our own version of volleyball, where we play with slam balls, and it has become extremely popular. And there we're playing with balls that weigh between 3 kilos, and sometimes we go up to 10 kilos. So you end up having a huge amount of fun while you're actually having a proper workout. And there's social interaction, and there's an element of it becomes a little bit competitive, and people really enjoy that. And I'm trying to get the message across that it needs to be enjoyable, and you need to have fun in the process and make it a regular part of life. Not everybody is training for a specific goal in a specific competitive environment. And a lot of the group training, like ladies boot camp training and CrossFit, the people make the mistake of looking at the top CrossFit athletes, which are absolutely incredible athletes, and then that almost puts them off from starting. Whereas CrossFit, as an example, is very inclusive and they are very accommodating and they scale their workouts and they invite and encourage people. So the fit people, the people that are ahead of you, if I can put it that way, are there to build you up, encourage you, and almost sort of informally train you and coach you on how to do that. So if you battle with training, rather find a training sport or modality or whatever you want to call it that you can enjoy doing with other people. So yeah, even if that's just going for a walk with others as opposed to on your own, just to have that social interaction and that mutual accountability that will actually then help you to be consistent. And again, we've said it so many times, just get started. And those baby steps on a consistent, regular basis will grow and you will improve and you'll see the benefits. So reading an excellent book by a Harvard professor, and he's saying that exercise's primary goal is to actually improve and grow the brain, that the muscular growth in that is a byproduct, and that exercise's primary goal is actually to improve your brain function. It counters ADHD, and we don't realize how important being physically active is, and how easy it is to get physically active. So, go for a walk, just to start.
Outdoors is also a way where you can get more creative as well. I've also read that when you are exercising outdoors, you are obviously connecting with our creator, and we are getting inspiration where we wouldn't find inspiration elsewhere. But also, like you say, with the social interaction, you are finding an accountability buddy to go with you. Because how many times do you say to yourself, oh, you'll go for a run this afternoon, and then your day gets really busy and you haven't made any promise to anybody that you're going to meet them for that run. And then you kind of skip that run. And then 1 week goes by, another week goes by, and then you just find yourself just not getting to that fitness level that you want to be at. But if you make that appointment with that buddy or those friends, then you can actually find that you have made a promise to somebody. And that is so important, because then it's actually so sad that you'll rather keep a promise to somebody else than you will to yourself.
That's the big thing. So you actually hit the nail on the head there, because it's so easy not to be accountable to yourself, and to have goals and ideals and objectives and say I'm going to do something today or tomorrow, and then things happen and you just don't get to it. So there's this whole thing, I call it get your 30. And it's about getting your 30 minutes of physical activity in every day, and to do it first so that you actually get it done. We need to realize that our nutrition and our food and our exercise and physical activity are core and fundamental to the way that you were created by the Lord, and that your body is supposed to be bringing glory to Him, and you're supposed to be happy and healthy and fit and capable so that you can love yourself and love and serve others. And you can best do that if you are healthy and fit and strong. So that's the objective.
That's a great message. We have Alec Avaneros from Almighty Warriors in on talking about just being in a self-care point of view, looking more at the functional part of it, the endurance and the cardio aspect of it. And like he said, good nutrition as well, as that is part of what we need to be doing to be able to function in our purpose for the kingdom of God. We're going to go into the news, but before we do that, we're going to have Mike Donaghy, A Glory I Couldn't See, and then we'll have Alec next week, Tuesday, in studio. Thank you so much, Alec.
Impact 103 Morning Drive.